And I now present the one sent by Yahweh, the man of Yahweh, the last day's anointed witness, our pastor and overseer, the great Kohan Yisrael Abel Hawkins. Praise Yahweh.
You may be seated. You may be seated. We have about 1 hour till sundown, and I want you to thoroughly understand. Maybe I can make it clear tonight what we're doing. The reason we're celebrating this. We're becoming, of course, a priesthood. The priesthood that was promised in the writings of Moshe is going to be finished out in this generation. If everyone could be seated and get you a pen and pencil, it would help. But you really need to concentrate on this information. The scepter that, if you remember, I've done a lot of explaining on this and writing and in speeches. The scepter in Genesis 49 that was given to Yada. Now, Yada does not carry that scepter alone. In fact, he's dead. He has a huge organization that started with him. And that organization has its hands on the necks of everybody in the world, in one way or another. Yeshua has inherited this scepter. He doesn't have it alone. This scepter is you. You're carrying it right now. You're training for this great position that's going to take over the whole universe. Yeshua is our high priest. He's training us. We're practicing to take over the universe right now with righteousness, like Yeshua qualified and inherited this righteousness, this righteous scepter. We are training. We have it. It's ours. Under Yeshua, our high priest. If you look to Matthew, the 20th chapter, and Yeshua explaining this himself somewhat, he gives it in bits and pieces, so the Satan and her team of evil workers, worshipers of gods, cannot understand it. No one can understand it unless it's explained to them. That's the reason Yeshua himself said, "Blessed are those who hear." And hear the person that he sends read and explain. Blessed are you when you do this. This is chapter 20 of Matthew. And look at verse 22 here. Now, of course, the sons here that was wanting the position, they didn't understand what they were wanting. And Yeshua said this in the first few verses here, starting with verse 20. But in verse 22, Yeshua answered and said, "You do not know what you ask." And telling them that they didn't really understand, and this is where people come here, you know, they don't understand this, and of course they're in darkness, and they got a little bit of light shining, and they think they know it all, but they're just barely getting their feet wet, when before Yahweh calls them, and then they start learning about this kingdom. Sometimes they get shook up and leave. 3 out of 4 leave, but as Yahshua said they would. But here he says, you don't know what you're asking. Are you able to drink of the cup that I will drink from? Now, he asked them this because this the term cup here, it was kind of a common figure by which they expressed calamities such as death, and one must die to pay for sins. It was used to represent judgments that were pronounced by Yahweh's prophets, showing what Yahshua himself would go through. And on this time, at this time of day, Yahshua had to be most miserable because he knew the prophecies and he knew what he must suffer, as we will read here in a little while. Desolations. It's the cup meant desolations. It meant persecution and so forth. And that night, Yahshua, he knew he was going to be arrested. He knew he was going to die the next day. Yahshua's cup, if you will look at Hebrews, his cup that was prophesied for him that we must drink. Now, if you don't drink it, you have no inheritance, period. You're cut out. The only place you have to look forward to is where Satan is going to be, along with all the others, because this generation, they're going to get rid of themselves. They'll take themselves out of this miserable state that they're in, and it is miserable, as you can see, throughout the world right now. In Hebrews 1, in verse 3, he says, this was his cup that was prophesied, who being the reflection of Yahweh, reflection of the perfection of Yahweh. Now that was his cup. That's what he had to fulfill to be the Savior, sinless. And the representation of Yahweh's plan, he represented it fully. It's unity. It's righteousness. No evil in it at all. No rebellion in it at all. Rebellion won't fit there. The Catholic Church is now asking for unity. They know that it's necessary, but they have nothing that'll unify them. By upholding, notice, verse 3, still in verse 3, by upholding all things concerning that which was spoken, you got that? Is also written, upholding every word written in the book of Yahweh. Spoken by Yahweh through the law and the prophets. When he had purged sins, that is, when he showed you how evil by his teachings and then gave up his life for sinners, sat down at the right hand of Yahweh. He actually earned that position. Verse 4, becoming so much better than the original sons of Yahweh, he has by inheritance now obtained a more excellent name. That name is righteousness. Righteousness. As the banner is going up at this time, we have it going up at this time saying Yahweh is our righteousness. So he inherited a family position, which you are also practicing for tonight, and going to show Yahweh. If you don't show Yahweh tonight, you won't have any inheritance, and it probably won't be another opportunity for you. Obtain a more excellent name. That name is righteousness, as we see in Isaiah. Righteousness than they, more righteous than they. Look at verse 8. Verse 8. But to the son he says, the throne of your father is forever and ever, a scepter of righteousness. And this is total righteousness. There's nothing mixed in it. It's not a mixture of righteousness and evil. You see it? A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of your... Notice the word? That's not one person. That's a kingdom. A scepter, a kingdom that he's speaking of here. I've never showed this before, and I wanted to pick Yahshua's memorial to show it. Surely all of you remember Revelations 11, speaking of the two witnesses, one of which Yahweh said to Yahshua, you will work together with this one called the branch, for I will give unto him a rod, a measuring rod, to measure righteousness and evil. Can you read that word? Let me see if I can zero in on it. You see that word? You'll find that in Revelations 11, speaking of the branch, the lampstand. This thing sitting right here represents us, the one on this end. That is us practicing to be this kingdom. Yahshua is our high priest who died this night for every one of you. Deny him and I'll deny you. I love you enough to correct you. I correct you because I do love you and I want you in this kingdom that I have, that has been given to me. It says right there, number 4464, Yahweh says, I'm giving this to Yisrael Hawkins under his high priest, Yahshua Messiah. Is that understandable? I couldn't have made you understand that 40 years ago or 80 years ago. Yeah, I've been working for a few years, as many as Moshe did, when Yahweh said, go lead this stiff-necked and rebellious people out of Egypt. I do love you. And Yahweh says in that same chapter under Yahshua's leadership that I will correct you. Anyone I see sinning in this house of Yahweh, I will call you out immediately, if not sooner. And I will correct you. In verse 8, Hebrews 1, verse 8, this scepter is ours. It's a kingdom that we inherited. Yahweh has given it to us. Surely anyone can see that. Revelations 11, 3 is where you find this. I hope that everybody is familiar with Revelations 11, 3. A rod. It's called a rod. But it means this scepter of righteousness. We have inherited it, brethren, but we've got to live up to it. And tonight, we're going to drink this cup that represents what Yahshua went through for us and the life that we have to live to be a part of this word. You see it? The last word in verse 8. It says, is the scepter of your kingdom. The scepter of righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom. There is no other way. Practice righteousness. Every word that comes out of my mouth, practice it. I teach the laws of Yahweh. I am the witness. I built the house of Yahweh that you're in right now, as Yahweh prophesied that I would. That was my cup. That was my cup, and I've done it through Yahshua as our high priest, guiding me all the way. Yes, I've made stupid mistakes. You will too. Get up and start over. I'll help you. I'll kick you up if I have to. Tonight, Yahshua went through hell, and he put down hell because of our sins, the sins of the world. He died for them. Let's go to 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy 3. Your cup. 2 Timothy 3. Verse 1 shows you this is talking about, chapter 1, verse 1, shows you this is talking about Yahshua. Turn over to 3 and verse 12. He says, yes, and all who will live righteously as Yahshua Messiah. You can get out here and mix with the world and rub elbows with them, and they'll love you. Come out from among them and be you separate, and they will hate you, and you will suffer persecution. Well, those days seem to be diminishing somewhat. They could come again. Don't get lax and let them come upon you. All who will drink this cup of Yahshua Messiah. This is what this is saying right here. They will suffer persecution. Those who do not drink of the cup tonight, those not willing to practice the righteousness that Yahweh, that is written for Yahshua and his house in these last days, they won't have any inheritance with Yahshua. We are practicing this righteousness as is shown in 1 Yochanan, I'll read that to you. We're practicing it. We make mistakes. Yes. But we're practicing, and we keep on practicing. And Yahweh says we are righteous in his eyes. 1 Yochanan 3, verse 4, whosoever commits sin transgresses the law. The law says, go to the house of Yahweh where I choose to place my name. You don't see that anywhere else in the world. The house of Yahweh, they don't have any rights to it. No one has any rights to it but this group right here. Yahweh saw to it that you got it. And the laws of the land even says, no, this name belongs to this group only. You can't use it. Verse 7, little children, let no man deceive you. He who practices righteousness, as Yahshua taught it and practices, is righteous. He who practices righteousness is righteous. You're classified. You're booked right now as practicing righteousness. That's the reason you're here. Look over to Yochanan, the 13th chapter. Yochanan 13. Look at verse 8. Now, you're here for this reason right here. I'm Yahshua's representative. I'm Yahweh's representative. I'm called the branch. I'm called the witness. I'm the one sent by Scripture, ordained in the Scriptures. I'm here to teach you what I know about this. I've studied the Scriptures for, I would say, 83 years at least. It was being taught to me, as I know from what my mother and daddy said, before I was ever born. It was taught to me in my mother's womb, and then I've been studying it, seems like all my life. Here in John, Yochanan 13, in verse 8, he says, if I do not wash you, notice the last part of that, speaking to Yahshua doing the speaking. If I do not wash you, you have no part with me. Now, of course, he's washing us with the words of Yahweh and, of course, his blood. The words, the written words, the unwritten words mean nothing. The handed down junk that we get, it means nothing. Most of it's made up with a little bit of truth and a lot of lies. With Yahshua, our high priest, the drinking of his cup as preordained, you were known before you were ever brought here to the house of Yahweh. If you leave, you won't be called again. That's it. If you leave, if you change your mind, you're dead. There's no salvation for you. You'll die with the rest of the sinners. I'm telling you like it is. If you want to be a part of this kingdom, fasten your belts tight and get ready, because you're going to see this world and sickness and disease and wars disappear rather rapidly. They're getting ready right now. The drinking of this cup as preordained by Yahweh, we are spared. If we do this, we're spared. As sure as our fathers were spared, who came out of the land of Egypt, because they took some blood of a lamb and put it on a doorpost. Some of the Egyptians who believed did the same thing, and they were spared. You won't be able to sneak in on this one. You've got to get your lives right. Yahweh says to his apostles, he said, think on these things. Consider yourself. But drink of this cup. Make up your mind to drink of this cup. The same that Yahshua did. Sinless. Practice righteousness and you will become righteous. Well, they were spared by Yahweh. They will be spared by Yahweh, those who drink of this cup, by Yahweh's gift, righteous blood of Yahshua, pure, no abominations of the filthiness as the priests of the Vatican are. Yes, the priests of the Vatican bring forth abominations. Isaiah 65:5 says it's in their blood. It wasn't in Yahshua's blood. And you need to make every effort to get it out of your blood. Come out of the world. Make up your mind to do so. They will grow worse, as 2 Timothy. Let's turn there. I was just going to quote it, but let's turn there and read that. 2 Timothy. These are going to kill themselves. Yahweh is just giving them enough rope to hang themselves, and the wars are fixing to wipe them out. There'll be 1 hour of burning. The only ones that's going to be protected is those that Yahweh spares. And that's it. And that showed in Hosea that Yahweh spared them. The word mercy is used there, but it's not mercy. Yahweh set them apart to bring forth his work. He spared them, but they had to do certain things or he wouldn't have spared them. But here in 2 Timothy now 3 and verse 12, 3 and verse 12, he said, yes, and all who will live righteously as Yahshua Messiah will suffer persecution. But evil men and imposters, or evil men and women and imposters, will grow worse and worse. Deceiving and being deceived. Deceiving is anything that is not written. That is not written in this book right here. As I'll take you deeper into that. That's deception. Add to it, take away from it, and you'll have your part in the lake of fire. But evil men, imposters, will grow worse and worse. Deceiving and being deceived. But as for you, continue in the things which you have learned and have firmly believed, knowing from whom you have learned them. Were they ordained or just say, oh, well, come to my Baptist church and I'll I'll take care of your children and give you a Christmas gift and a colored egg that Satan laid. And that from a child you have known. How did he know? See those next two words? The Holy Scriptures. Now, the Holy Scriptures was taken away from you. In 70 A.Y., it was taken away from you. And it was brought back in this generation by who? Who do you think did that? The house of Yahweh. In 1987, we completed it and brought it back to you. It wasn't brought back before that. And Yahweh said it would be here, and he says, search out the book of Yahweh and read. And that is possible now. You couldn't do it before. And that from a child, Timothy, the only scriptures that was written when he was a child was the book of Yahweh, Isaiah 34:16. From a child you have known the scriptures which are able, the written scriptures which are able, if you will follow them, able to make you wise unto salvation. Make you wise unto salvation. Blessed are those who hear the one sent, speak and read and teach these scriptures in this time period. That's what Revelation says. Through the faith, which is in Yahshua Messiah, all scripture that is given through inspiration of Yahweh is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Make up your mind to take of this cup of Yahshua, and you won't be rejecting righteousness. You will humble yourself like a little child and say, and ask questions. There's a book out right now that says, ask questions. Ask about everything. You'd be surprised the knowledge you can get from asking questions. That the man of Yahweh may be man of Yahweh or woman of Yahweh may become perfect. You're practicing and you're going to become perfect if you will continue. Thoroughly furnished for every righteous work. That's you. That's the kingdom that Yahweh has set before you right now. The kingdom that we've inherited, the righteous scepter. That's what I teach, the righteous scepter. By living, practicing the cup of Yahshua, we have redemption by the pure blood of Yahshua. If, turn over to Acts or write it down, Acts 3 and verse 19. Remember, it's the things that are written, here a little and there a little. Here a little and there a little. Why? So that they may go and fall backwards and stumble, and they'll think they got it right when they stumble, when they rebel. 3 and verse 19. If you will do this, repent. And this is what the apostles, when they were teaching this night, when they were teaching this night about Yahshua's memorial, you find it through all of their work. Correcting the people, teaching the people, and saying, you didn't come here to eat and drink. This is not what this is for. You come here to learn of the cup of Yahshua, what he suffered, what he had to go through because of sin. He says, consider the rest of the body. When you rebel, consider the rest of your body, the rest of the body of Messiah. What are you teaching when you rebel? When you say, oh, I don't think he is right about that. You'd have been better off to have kept your mouth shut. Repent, 3:19. Repent, therefore, and be converted. How do you do that? Well, you express to Yahweh that you're sorry for what you did. For the little fire, you let your mouth get to your tongue, set on fire that got to burning inside your head, then inside your heart, then your lust overcame. That's the way it starts. That's the way the scripture describes it. It actually starts with lust. King James Version called him James. His name was Jacob. Repent, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. Your sins won't be blotted out as long as you rebel. That's what he's telling you here. Rebellion keeps your sins from being blotted out. And those who don't have the blood of Yeshua, this death is going to pass over pretty soon. You know, this is Passover. Passover. 1 hour, 18. Revelations 18 shows it's coming again. Those who don't have that blood on their doorpost, those who didn't have it, they lost their firstborn children. Yahweh even told them in advance what is going to take place, as he's telling us in advance. Passover. Yes, if you have the blood of Yahshua and following, drinking the cup of Yahshua, this death penalty that you see written so plainly throughout the Holy Scriptures, for the last days, this is what's going to take place in the last days. Genesis 49, he shows you everything there. But he says someone's going to have the scepter, they're going to inherit it, a bunch of donkeys that Yeshua's going to ride. That can be us, you, me. Every person in this building can have that blood of protection on him. Yeshua died for that reason. He died for you, brother. For you. That blood is for you and those who you will bring into this kingdom that you should have your mind on building instead of destroying. Instead of bucking up against it. If I didn't love you, I wouldn't scold you. I wouldn't correct you. Repent, therefore, and be converted, that your sins are going to get you killed if you don't repent and be converted. That's what he's telling the whole world. Revelations 18 says it's going to come in 1 hour. Burning. Science says this is exactly how long it's going to take. 30 minutes to an hour to burn up the sinners. But there's going to be some that this is going to pass over. Pass over. That's what it was all about. So you could see the power of Yahweh. Yahweh led the children of Israel out of Egypt without them ever pulling a bow or breaking an arrow or shooting an arrow at someone. He led them out without a war. He took care of them all the way. They never had to fight a war until David, when they chose a king to fight for them. Yahweh fought all their battles. There was nothing to it. He could run them clear out of the country. He was clearing the land in front of them. And then they would rebel. They would rebel against him. He's led the house of Yahweh too. He saved us from burning already. Yes. He prophesied that I would go through this persecution, which I did. Still being persecuted. But my mind is not on that. My mind is bringing you into the kingdom, building this kingdom under Yahshua, this righteous scepter. Righteousness is the only thing that can disperse war from this earth, from mankind. And that's what Yeshua died for, to bring forth this kingdom. You, sitting right here. Repent, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, that the times of refreshing, that's the kingdom of Yahweh, brethren, this times of refreshing, that's what it's going to bring. It's going to bring peace. No more war. Remember first Yochanan 3, remember 3:19, and remember first Yochanan 3, it says, practicing righteousness. You practice righteousness, you're righteous, it says. Ephesians 1, we better turn to that and read it. We got time. Ephesians 1. Ephesians 1 and verse 1, it shows you he's talking about Yeshua there, first line. And then look at verse 7. And remember what I just told you, you practice righteousness, you're righteous. That's the way Yahweh classifies it. If you're practicing righteousness, you're on the righteous list. And your name is written in heaven, Yahweh said. And you got the blood of the Lamb covering you on this Passover night when this could hit. You know, this could hit tomorrow night. It could hit tonight. You know, it could hit any time now. They're lining up and getting it ready. They got bombs. When this was 96 AY was when Revelations was written, Revelations 18, they got those bombs right now. They didn't have them for 1900 years. You know, they wasn't invented till after 1934. That's when I was born, when knowledge increased. Why can't we believe this? Why can't we believe all this stuff that Yahweh shows us? Verse 1, speaking of Yahshua. Look at verse 7. And remember what you just read now, and repent and be converted. Practice righteousness, not rebellion. Practice righteousness, and you'll be classified as righteousness. Now look at verse 7. In whom, that's Yahshua, verse 1, in whom we have redemption through his blood. Through his blood on the doorpost at one time, that lamb's blood. Now the blood is in your heart, in your body, your mind. Your whole being should be taking in Yeshua's blood. The blood that he shed, the blood that was raised by his parents, guarded, protected, so he would have pure blood to offer. The life that he had was sinless, and he inherited, yes, he inherited this great kingdom, this righteous scepter that is given and shown clearly to be given to us, this last day's house. We are the kingdom he is high priest over, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of trespass, according to the riches of his pardon. This is Yahshua. Look at verse 8. Look at verse 8. By how? By 8. Which he made to abound toward us in all wisdom. Where do you get your wisdom? Yahweh even tells you, who will I teach knowledge? Who will I give wisdom, great wisdom and understanding? Is your name there? Can you show it to us? Is it Peter? That's a filthy name they chose for one of your apostles. This is the Catholic Church. He tells you, he names me, and he tells you he's going to bring forth my laws and he's going to correct you. You should praise me for it, brethren. You should actually praise me for this. And praise Yahshua, our high priest, and Yahweh who gives us these righteous laws. Consider all of these things as you drink this cup tonight. As you show Yahweh, yes, I'm willing. As these two boys came forward and their mother says, I'd like to have them at your right hand and your left hand. Well, this was a great thing to me. That's what I would like too. These boys were seeking righteousness, and he said, yes, and you will indeed drink this cup of mine. What a great honor. Those two young boys, very young at the time, but that's going to be written about them in history throughout all eternity for everyone to read. That they, at that young age, very young age, and Yahshua said, yes, you will indeed drink this cup. Wisdom and understanding. By this wisdom and understanding, you can't get it on your own. Yahweh tells you, you can't. You've got to go to the place Yahweh chooses, and you've got to humble yourself and submit to the priest and repent of your sins and be converted, and then your sins will be wiped out and you'll have the blood to protect you. Yahweh's righteousness. Yahweh's righteous blood of Yahshua. Now that was verse 8. By wisdom and understanding, don't forget the words written now. Don't let that pass from your vocabulary, from your mind, your remembrance. Look at verse 9. Having revealed to us the great secret of his plan. Does anyone remember Revelations 10:7? When the seventh Moloch speaks, when the seventh messenger of Yahshua speaks, that's this end of this lamp right here, shown in heaven, sitting at the side of Yahweh's throne on this great sea of glass, seeing everyone in this audience and reading their faces. Yes, it's going on right now. That's how precious you are to Yahweh right now. Back to verse 9, Ephesians 1, verse 9. Having revealed to us the great secret of his plan, yes, through the branch that Yahweh said he would, according to his righteous pleasure, which he has purposed to himself. You, he has purposed for you to be with him, belonging to him, as children, dear children, he said. Well, how? Go back to 2 Timothy again. 2 Timothy, and read this again. By written scriptures, 3 and verse 15, 3 and verse 15, and that from a child, you have known the holy scriptures, which are able to make you wise unto salvation through the faith, the one and given once and for all to all men, which is in Yahshua Messiah. Faith which is in Yahshua Messiah. That's called the book of Yahweh in Isaiah 34, verse 16. Isaiah 34, 16. For those, I want to read it to you. For those who haven't heard it, Isaiah 34 and verse 16, he says, search out the book of Yahweh and read. Not one of these will be neglected, not one. For it is written, Yahweh is their shepherd. They will not want, nor for their mouth has commanded it, for his mouth has commanded it. His mouth has commanded it, and his spirit has gathered them. His spirit. You wouldn't be here, brethren, if it wasn't for these laws being taught and gathering you to this place. This is the place of gathering. It's called by Yahweh's name, and there should be no doubts about what goes on throughout the rest of this feast. The law is going to be taught, and I hope the prophecies will be sink in and you'll believe them and act accordingly. Now this, just as it is written, remember that in Isaiah, Acts 7:42, just as it's written, and then this book of Yahweh, written in the book of Yahweh, search it out and read at the place he chooses to place his name. Let's go back to Acts, the 7th chapter now. Acts 7. Acts 7 and verse 42. Acts 7, verse 42. Then Yahweh turned and gave them over to worship the host of heaven. Yes, this is where rebellion, rebellion will get you. He will turn you over. He won't have anything to do with you. He will turn you over to worship the host of heaven. That's what Satan said to Eve. Remember in Genesis 3, verse 5. Well, be evil like the gods. It's more pleasurable. Yet it's more pleasurable to hold on to hatred and bitterness and rebellion than it is to humble yourself, give in to righteousness, give in to correction. It's more pleasurable. So Yahweh, and they did this, Israel, the land of Israel, the tribes, 12 tribes that he brought out of the land of Israel, stiff-necked and rebellious. Yes, and Yahweh turned them and turned and gave them up to worship the host of heaven, just as it is written. Do you see that? Just as it is written in the book of the prophets. Was it to me you brought sacrifices and offerings? That's what Christianity tells you, that they gave these sacrifices to Yahweh. Well, can you read? Can we read what is written and believe it? Yahweh says here, was it to me you brought these sacrifices, you stiff-necked and rebellious people? Was it to me you brought these and sacrifice and offerings in the wilderness for 40 years, O house of Israel? No, it wasn't to me, verse 43 says. But notice that, just as it is written. Look back to 35, verse 35. This Moshe, whom they rejected, this Moshe, who actually gave them the words of life, they let bitterness rise up against them because he corrected them. This Moshe, whom they rejected, saying, who made you a ruler and a judge? Who made you a ruler and a judge? Can you hear the hatred coming for their voice? Is the one Yahweh sent? Is the one Yahweh sent? Who made you that? Well, that's the one that Yahweh sent. Verse 35, it's the one that Yahweh sent. In writing, he actually had it written before, and they could have read it. In Acts 42 now, it is written, see, just as it is written, Acts 7:42. Now look at verse 39. Whom our fathers would not obey. They would not obey, saying, who made you a judge over me? Wouldn't obey. Well, who were they obeying when they didn't obey Moshe, the one sent? Satan, the host of heaven. Satan and the host of heaven, the same thing that deceived Eve. The Catholic, Coptic Catholic Church, whom our fathers would not obey, but they rejected him. So in their hearts, notice in their hearts, they turned back to Egypt. They turned back to the Coptic Catholic Church. Yes, the Coptic Catholic, that means Egyptian Catholic, saying, make us like gods, in verse 40. Verse 39, but our fathers would not obey him. In their hearts, that's where the blood of Yahweh is right now, Yahshua, in your hearts, if you drank the cup of Yahshua. 7, verse 42, give us 42 and 43. So Yahweh turned them back to the gods of Egypt. They offered offerings for 40 years to the host of heaven. The gods, verse 43, but you have lifted up the idolatrous temple of Molech, your god El, still worshiping him, and Chun, your star god, Saturn, the star of your god El, which you made for yourselves, and I will carry you beyond Babylon. Well, he did, to the seven hills of Rome, which started, we have records, though, in about 750 B.C. In Genesis 3, verse 5, this is exactly the same group that deceived Eve, with Cain being the first pope, Abel being the first house of Yahweh, Yahweh let him be killed to show how fast evil would prevail and bring the flood. But here is Genesis now. Now the serpent was very subtle. The woman said to the serpent, "We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, Yahweh said, you shall not eat of it, nor shall you touch it, or you will die. Dying you will die." And the serpent said to the woman, "You will not die, for he knows that in the day that you eat this, your rebellion will be glorified in your heart, in your head, in your mind. You will think you have won the battle. You didn't win it. You're going to be the loser, and maybe this Passover. For he knows that in the day that you eat it, your eyes will be open, and you will be like the gods. You will be as gods." That's what all the world is worshiping at this time. Gods. You can't find one church on the face of the earth that's not worshiping God. Those that won't use the name God, they call him El and Baal. They just opened a big Baal temple. I forgot now where it was. I'm glad I forgot. "And you will be as gods, knowing righteousness and evil." Well, of course, they turned to sin. Yeshua said, "Oh, fools, and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken." That's written for us today. That's Luke 24, verse 25. That's the Savior that died for you, and he's calling you a fool for not believing all that the prophets have spoken. He believed it. He drank of this cup. He drank of it. His father and mother drank of it. His ancestors were spared before them. We can follow his ancestors and see exactly the ones that Yahweh spared and how he taught them and brought them through to bring about his plan. Hebrews 10:21, Yeshua is now the high priest over the house of Yahweh. 10:21, high priest over the house of Yahweh. Matthew, Matithya, 16:18, on this word, this rock, unity. Unity doesn't spell rebellion, brother. Unity, 100% unity. "I will build my kingdom." Now that's Yahshua, our high priest. 100% unity, it must be. Micaiah 4, 1 through 3, in the last days. In the last days is when we have the nuclear bombs. It started in 1934, the year I was born. Had a knowledge increase, so it could start. The knowledge increase started in 1934, when I was born. Hebrews 1, verse 2. Says last days. Let's turn to that and read it, because it also shows that we're being spoken to by Yahshua in these last days. Hebrews 1 and verse 2 has in these last days spoken to us through his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things. That's us, brethren, and this scepter that I just showed you. This scepter as ruler over all things. All the things that his fingers has framed, Psalms says. Psalms 8 says. Revelations 22, I want you to read this. Revelations 22 and verse 16. "I, Yahshua, have sent my messenger to testify to you these things in the house of Yahweh." That's the only place you'll find it, in the house of Yahweh. I'm the root. I am the root. and out of this root will come the house of Yahweh, the prophet said. I am the root and the offspring of David. Offspring of David, why is he telling you that? Because it was prophesied of me and the work that you and I have inherited, the scepter right here, in the last days. I don't have time to show it, but I will during the feast. So he tells Yahshua, sent. Notice that word sent, as Moshe was sent, and they rejected the one sent, Moshe. They rejected him and turned back to rebellion, to God worship, back to God worship. I, Yahshua, have sent my messenger. Zechariah said, behold, the man whose name is the branch, because you're going to be working with him. Behold him, take care of him, teach him, guide him. When he falls, pick him up. Now, got that. I, Yahshua, have sent my messenger. Revelations 11, 1 through 6 shows that I will give him a measuring rod. That's a scepter. The seventh lamp, the two witnesses. Revelations 11, verse 2, the two olive trees. Zechariah 4, verses 2 and 3, the two olive trees. Revelations 11, 3 says these are the two olive trees, speaking of two certain prophesied olive trees. That is Yahweh sending, ordaining this work. Zechariah 4, 2 and 3, olive trees. 4, 11 and 12, called branches. 4, 14, 2, ordained by Yahweh. 4, that's Zechariah 4, verse 14. Zechariah 5, verses 6 and 7, taking this message sent by Yahweh to all nations, a Babylonian land not yet established. America was the only place on earth not yet established at that time. They didn't even know the land existed. Yet he's telling you that. 6 at verse 11 and 13, Yahshua, the high priest, behold the branch. He will build the house of Yahweh. Yahshua calls it a kingdom. I just read it to you. The kingdom that bears this scepter, that carries it today. Revelation 22:16, I sent my messenger. I sent him. It's up to you to accept that. 24:14, my messenger will teach this to all the world. Matthew 4:4, every word of Yahweh, every word, here a little and there a little. Matthew 18:4, the same, the one who will humble himself and drink this cup of Yahshua Messiah, it will be called the greatest in the kingdom. This is the cup of Yahshua, to which you are saying you will devote your whole heart. If you refuse to take it, you have no part nor inheritance in this great kingdom of Yahweh and Yahshua that is being put together at this time. And with that, the apostle says in 1 Corinthians, First Corinthians 11:23. He says, For I received from Yahshua Messiah that which I also delivered to you, that Yahshua Messiah, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This represents my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way, he also took the cup. Well, you know what the cup is now. The cup. He took the cup after supper, saying, this cup represents the renewing of the covenant in my blood. This do in all, as often as you do drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show Yeshua's death until he comes. Therefore, whoever will eat this bread and drink this cup of Yeshua unworthily will be guilty of the body and blood of Yeshua. But here's his instruction now. But let a man or woman examine themselves, and so let them eat and drink this, eat this bread and drink this cup. If you don't, your inheritance is shot. It's gone. But examine yourself. Repent now. Repent now in your mind. Speak to yourself and tell yourself, I've been stupid. I've been ignorant. I've fallen. I've sinned. I've rebelled. Whatever it is, get it out of your system right now, because I'm fixing to give you this cup and this bread to eat. For he who eats and drinks unworthily eats and drinks damnation to himself, not discerning the body. Yes, you don't discern the body. You hate the body if you sin. You bring sin, you hate the body. You're not considering the body. For this reason, many are weak and sick among you. Yes, and many are dead. For if we would examine ourselves with repentance, we would not come under judgment, under condemnation. You won't come under not condemnation if you repent and ask forgiveness. But when you can do that in your mind right now. But when we are judged, we are chastened. Yes, you're disciplined by Yahweh. Yes, he says, I will do that, that we may not be condemned with the world. If I don't correct you, you won't make it. Therefore, my brothers, when you come together to eat, wait for one another. This shows kindness, mercy, love towards your fellow man. But if anyone is hungry, let him eat at home, so that you do not come together unto condemnation, and the rest I will teach you when I come. Well, that's his instruction for eating this bread and drinking this cup. Now, right after this service tonight, we're going to have the sprinkling. You need this sprinkling. You got death on you. You need this sprinkling to get it off. Turn over to Mark, the 14th chapter. And as they ate, Yeshua took bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave to them and said, take, eat. This represents my body. Mark 14, verse 23. And he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, and they drank all of it. For he said to them, this represents my blood of the covenant, which is shed for you. Now think on this, brethren. This is the same thing that was taking place in the land of Egypt. And Yahweh said, put this blood on your doorpost. Well, this right here represents the passing over again. But this one is to save his house and his work. And he took the cup and blessed the wine and gave it to all. About this time of the night, Yeshua, of course, was arrested. By the Roman police arrested. He was not kindly treated. I don't know how much of this I could tell, but he was pretty much beaten up before morning. This went on all night. Blood was shed that night from the first from the thorns, the crown of thorns that was put on his head. We have mesquite thorns here in the pastures. If you get a chance to see some of them, if you prick yourself, it hurts worse than a wasp sting or a hornet sting, and it hurts for a long time. He wore that all night, being slapped around. I want you to imagine what he went through. He showed great love for He showed great love for everyone who was with him. And the next day, when he was hanging on the stake, before he died, he identified his family, his true family, saying, "Who is my mother? Who is my brothers? Who are my sisters? They that do the will of Yahweh." Praise Yahweh. Those that do the will of Yahweh are in unity, and you will be forever my family, Yeshua's family. But he pointed that out on the stake. It was that it should mean something if you just ponder that tonight and what he went through. And before he was arrested, he also recognized the females as being a leading part in Yahweh's work. And this one that he identified, this Nora that we gave you the name, she was recognized, and he said, wherever this message is taught throughout all eternity, this woman is going to be recognized for being the humble servant that actually took care of Yeshua. Right up to the very end. We read about her in Matthew 26. And I wrote a song about her. I didn't just write it by myself. The whole house of Yahweh wrote this song. And I thought when I was writing it, the many serving women that we see today in the house and in the long hours they work, many of them work, I think, as many hours as I do. I keep telling them as they get older, they'll have more energy and more zeal to work, and they're proving it. But this woman worked quietly and humbly throughout the years that she was called into the house of Yahweh. And Yahshua spoke of her and said she's going to be remembered throughout all eternity, wherever this His memorial is taught, she's going to be taught. The song that the house of Yahweh wrote about about her. One of these days, I think you're going to hear that sung in the kingdom, and probably won't be too long. And your voices that are being recorded at this time, not by us, but by Yahweh Himself, is going to be heard. So, and Yahweh can distinguish each person's voice. That's also shown. It identifies the person. And he does say make a loud noise. He doesn't say make a pretty noise, which all of you do. I know you do. But he says make a loud noise and to him in singing. At this time, one of my first family members, a very close friend, been a wonderful buddy and helper in the work, and dependable and loyal. I couldn't say enough for him in leading and guiding and you, and in the work he did on this song, along with our doctor of music and everyone else. And I've asked him to lead you in this song tonight. My great friend and priest, Kohan Werner Hawkins.
If you know the song, don't be afraid to belt it out. It'll help others of us remember, starting with me. So, may we begin?
Remember to work on the name. We're told to celebrate this memorial to this woman. Don't forget that. You can't celebrate a memorial just to a woman, you know. You got to know the name. So work on that, everyone. And if it doesn't mean what I told you, then you have the wrong name. It means the donkeys are going to cry this out. And we're going to cry this out, Passover.
That woman, on the words of great Yahshua, she left her life of sin, never to return again. Let us praise her, and Father Yahweh who pulled her out of her deep dark sins. And in these last days, Yahweh's done this again. praise Yahweh's goodness in trial. Yeah.